Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Razzaqu, comes another very dynamic attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Fattahu. Al-Fattahu comes from the root words Fataha. And Fataha in the Arabic language means to open. Al-Fattah would mean the opener. That is why in the Arabic language, if you have a key, in Arabic it is translated as Miftah. Miftah means a key. Why? Because it opens up the door or whatever. And so the root words also in Miftah is Fataha. And so why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Fattah? In reality, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that opens up everything for us in this dunya. And there is no one else who does that. And so we need to understand this very important attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of sustenance. Allah opens the doors of sustenance, rizq. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of knowledge, ilm. Allah opens the doors of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of nikah for people, for them to get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of a good income, good health. In fact, this is also an opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the eyes were sealed and they would not open up, how is it possible for insan to see? Insan would be blind. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would block the level of speech, then he would be dumb. The hearing, then he would be deaf. And so everything, every ni'mah that we receive in this world is from that Zat, that Allah, whose attribute is that He is Al-Fattah, the one who opens everything. And that is why in one ayat, this is explained very beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Allah says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَفْتَحِ, when Allah opens, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens, رَحْمَةٍ means any form of ni'mah. any form of blessing, then there is no one that can withhold that from that individual. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to open up a ni'mah, a blessing, a mercy, or any form of mercy, then there is no one that can withhold that. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to withhold, then there is no one that can open or unleash that blessing, that rahmah, that mercy upon that individual. And so this is something which is very, very important for us to understand. A lot of the times insan feels that he is completely blocked and that he can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Remember, it may be impossible for you, but not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the beautiful name Al-Fattah, Allah opens up everything for him. Everything opens up. If a man feels that he is extremely sinful, then go and run to Al-Fattah, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will open up the doors of maghfirah for you. If you feel that you have been humiliated and there is no izzah, go to Al-Fattah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will open up the doors of izzah for you. And so ultimately, everything goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has the keys of everything. And we are reminded of this. Every time you come to the masjid, what dua do we read? Ji, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana. Maine kisi ko pucha, which is your favorite dua? And he said, Allahumma bismika mutu wa hiya. That is my favorite dua. And then, which is your second dua? He said, Alhamdulillahi allazi at'amana wa sakana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. He chose the best dua, sleeping and after eating. So, which is the best dua? Which is the most important dua? Rather a famous dua. What is it? Bolo bhai. When you come to the masjid, please, come on. Don't embarrass me. Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. We are reminded of this name of Allah, Al-Fattah. All the time you come to the masjid, this dua is actually written. If you look, when you enter towards Masjid Umar, the main doors, the dua is written there. Have a look there. It's got Fataha there. Fata and Ha. From the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Fattah. You are asking Allah, Allahumma ftahli. Oh my Allah, open the doors of your mercy for me. Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. Not one door. It's not singular. The dua is of a plural. Open many, many doors for me of your mercy. Oh Allah, open many, many avenues for me. What a powerful dua. Imagine, what a beautiful dua. Come in the masjid and be mindful of the adab when you come to the masjid. Put your right leg in first. And also read Durood Sharif. Send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is adab when you enter a masjid with the dua. Another very powerful dua is A'udhu billahi al-azim wa bi wajhihi al-kareem wa bi wajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. This is a dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always read this dua when he would come to the masjid. In the hadith it comes, حُفِزَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from shaitan all day long. When you read this dua, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِوَجْهِهِ الْكَرِيمِ وَسُلْطَانِهِ الْقَدِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Very beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, when you come to the masjid, make sure you also make an intention of a'tiqaf. So when you make an intention of a'tiqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you reward of, mashallah, extra thawab. A'tiqaf reward is coming towards you, mashallah. You have to come to the masjid anyway. So this dua, this name, we are constantly reminded when actually, when we make an entry to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-fattah. In one verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That the communities that have been destroyed, the ummah that were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah speaks of them. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, those that were destroyed, if they had embraced iman and if they had taken taqwa, if they had embraced iman and if they had taken taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, I would have opened up for them all the barakat, all the blessings from the heavens and the earth. They were destroyed. But had they embraced Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and they became people of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have opened up the doors of rahmat and barakat. The scholars have mentioned that what attracts the mercy, what attracts the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two things: iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa pulls and attracts the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Allah is al-fattah, there are certain conditions also attached, that a person should be sahibe iman, he should be a person with iman, and mashallah, he should work towards taqwa. Then you see Allah says, I will open up everything for him. And what takes away from a person the blessings, barakat, walakin kadhabu, but they rejected, they belied, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them, gripped them because of their actions. And when a person actually rejects and turns away from the mercy, from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the highest level of guna, highest level of a sin that a person can commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So iman and taqwa, and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who opens everything for us. So much so, my respected brothers, that sometimes you might be a teacher, very powerful in your profession, very intelligent in your profession, and someone will ask you a very basic question. But at that time your mind becomes blank. It's easy for you. You deal with such questions every day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked and has sealed the intelligence, the mind. Allah has not opened the mind. It's only when Allah unlocks the mind that the brain functions. But sometimes he will just become blank. He won't know what's happening. All of a sudden you just wake up, you won't even know where you are. You're extremely tired. And somebody wakes you up and then asks you a question, something very basic, you won't even know that. You could be extremely tired, extremely tired. And you might be making dua. That is why in the hadith it comes that if you're very tired, wali jismika haqqun, then rest, because your body needs rest. Then mashallah, when you become fresh, return back to that action and amal and make dua. Otherwise, if you're sleepy, tired, you might be cursing yourself. You might be cursing yourself. Aliyazu billah, if somebody is praying dua kunut, and if he makes a dua and he starts saying, wala nashkuruka wa nakfuruka, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They say, oh Allah, we are ungrateful to you and we do kufr with you, tawbah. If he puts the la and places it with the wrong words, wala nashkuruka, we don't do shukr. When it is wanashkuruka wala nakfuruka. And so the body also needs rest. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that. So everything actually comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Fattah. You might have a court case, extremely difficult. You are running there, you are running here, you are running everywhere. Alhamdulillah, whatever you need to do, you do. But at the same time, take on this tasbih, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Open up for me victory. Oh Allah, grant me victory. رَبَّنَ افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Ulama have mentioned that if you face your enemies and if you fear them, then read this dua. رَبَّنَ افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you victory. And so even the mind, for us to think, it is only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the mind. Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh was an incredible scholar. He was known to be a man who had photographic memory. Famously known. It was said about him that if he would just look at a book, he would not forget what he read for 20, 30 years. But if he would read the book completely until death, he would remember it. Just once. Photographic memory. And so Hazrat was out in his travels to one of the Arab countries, and he went to visit a Kutub Khana, Islamic library, where you had a lot of old, ancient, original books of hadith. And so Hazrat was in the library and he found this book of hadith. And he wanted to take this book of hadith with him for a few days out of the library so he could read. But the people of the library there, they said that, Hazrat, this is a very old book. And we don't give you permission for that. And so this you can only read here. And Hazrat wanted this book. And so subhanallah, what he did, for a few hours he just read the book completely. From page one till the end, started reading. All the way. And subhanallah, later on when he got to India, he reproduced that entire book off by heart. The book that he could not take out from the library, he reproduced that entire book word by word. That is the memory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Allah opens up the memory. But let me tell you one thing. He could not memorize the Quran. He could not memorize the Quran. He could memorize any book you bring to him. It was a hafiz of the hadith. He's written sharah and commentary of Bukhari Sharif. And he used to say to people that, remember, when you look at me, do the tasbih of Allah, because the blessing of Quran, hifz, is only given to that person who Allah chooses. Hifz is only given to those who Allah chooses. No matter how clever you are. How clever you are. It's not your intelligence. It is Al-Fattah. It is Al-Fattah that opens the mind. That is why the only book that can be memorized is the Quran. There is no other book. There is no other book. Al-Fattah does not give permission. It is Allah who opens everything. He is the opener. And the only book that can be memorized is the Quran. No other book. No other book. Only the Quran. Hazrat Maulana Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was not a Hafiz of the Quran. And he would say this, that this is actually a ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so make qadr for those who are the huffaz of this ummah, that what a great blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. When Allah opens, there is no one to withhold. You will find certain individuals who are completely unlettered. They are not qualified, they have not been to school, they have no knowledge, they might not even speak English. And when it comes to signature, they might have to use the thumb, perhaps. But yet when Allah opens the doors of wealth, they are millionaires and billionaires of their time. Millionaires and billionaires. How is that possible? Who is he? Is he intelligent? Has he studied? Which university did he go to? Who are the teachers? Who are the professors? Nothing. But from generations, he is nothing. But yet a man who is looking after many, many businesses. Many, many businesses he owns. He can't even speak, he can't even do any kind of a dialogue. If you look at him, you wonder, this man. But yet Allah, he is Al-Fattah, Allah wants to give him wealth. When Allah gives him wealth, everything opens up, he becomes a millionaire, billionaire of his time. Khatam. Subhanallah. There have been certain individuals who have been masters of the Quran and masters of Hadith. But yet Allah has not used them for the khidmat, for the service of His deen, of His religion. But yet they are masters. They have learned the Arabic dictionary by heart. They know every verse, every ayat that was revealed. Great, great scholars. But Al-Fattah has not used them for the service of his deen. That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a man who was simple in Darul Uloom or in a madrasa, unknown, he would never come first, second, third in the class. Very simple man who would struggle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses him. He might not even be a good orator. He might not even have the ability to teach. But Allah opens up for him. Al-Fattah opens up for him. And he becomes the principal. He becomes the Amir. He becomes a man who is running hundreds of madaris. Really, there are certain people in India. One man, 100 madrasas, 200, 300 madrasas. But perhaps they might not even know the basics of the Arabic scales. Fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'ala. They might not even know that. But in reality, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Fattahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it. And so as individuals, we need to understand this. This is something which is very important. Very, very important. The same thing also in other businesses that you will see. You might take one person to be very competent. A man who ideally suits this position. But when you employ him, doesn't work. He's got all the qualifications, but he's not the right man for you. Another man who's got no qualifications and he comes and he becomes a wonder man for you. And subhanallah, everything is done. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Fattah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens everything for him. Now when you look at the ayat of the Quran, and if you look through the Quran, there is one surah that is also named as Surah Al-Fattah. Suratul Fatah. There is one surah which is named as Surah Fatah. And one meaning of Fattah is also victory. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeats on behalf of you, on behalf of a group, the enemies, when your enemies are vanquished, defeated. And Al-Fatah means victory. Again the same scenario. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only opens something when He wills. Understand this. Before I mention this, there was one sahabi whose name is Hazrat Badr radiallahu ta'ala. And he was sitting with his hands on top of his head. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him and said, "Ya Badr, what is the matter?" He said, "O Nabi of Allah, I have a very big family. I have many wives, many, many children. And whenever I start a business venture, I lose everything. I have to feed my family." Sahaba were not like us, one and two children only, and the woman complaining, "My back hurts." Nowadays women complain, back hurts. Their back hurts very quickly nowadays. Those were the women. MashaAllah. 9, 9, 10, 10 children. 11, 12 children. This is what you want. This is jihad. This is what we should look at. This is what the aim was of Sahaba Ikiram Ajma'in. "O Nabi of Allah, I have so many children. I have so many wives. O Nabi of Allah, but no income. Whatever I start." Out of love, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahabi, "Ya Badr, come, I will teach you. Read, Bismillahi ala nafsi, Bismillahi ala ahli wa mali. Allahumma raddini bima qadayta li, wa'afini fima abqayta, hatta la uhibbu ta'jeela ma akharta, wa la ta'khira ma ajjalta." Hazrat Badr started reading the dua prescribed by who? Oh, by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say, "I became so rich, Al-Fattah opened everything for him." He said, "Even if I was to hold dust or mud or whatever without value, it would become gold dust in my hands. It would become gold dust in my hands." He became very rich because Allah is Al-Fattah. Remember, Allah is Fattah. Someone is ill, and you think, even if the doctors have said something, turn to Al-Fattah. Go to Al-Fattah. "Ya Allah, you are the one who opens all avenues. Allah, this is my problem. Open this avenue for me. Allah, I need a good wife. Allah, open this for me. Allah, I want a good business. Al-Fattah, open this for me. Allah, this is the difficulty. Al-Fattah, do this for me." Now there is one surah named as Al-Fattah. Very quickly, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream that he is doing tawaf of Kaaba. He has put on his ihram. Next day he said to the companions, "I am deciding to go for Umrah. Who will come with me? 1400 companions come. Allah's Nabi has migrated. He is in Medina Munawwara. 1400 Sahaba Ikiram Ajma'in come. And all of them are stopped at an area called Hudaybiyah. The mushrikeen don't allow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further more than the location of Hudaybiyah, just at the mouth of Makkah Mukarrama, very close to the boundaries. Imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ihram. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een are getting angry. What is this? We are here for Umrah and doing tawaf, and what is the problem? And khair, this is the first truce, an agreement written between the people of Iman and Mushrikeen, the first truce. And it was all one-sided. And what they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "This year we will not allow any one of you to do tawaf of the Kaaba, go back." Sahaba were angry, very angry. "We will fight them, who are they to stop us? Go back." And they said, "Next year we will allow you to come, but only with a 3-day visa." How many day visa? 3-day visa. Only for 3 days you can come, and all of you that enter Makkah Mukarrama have to enter without weapons, without arms. One-sided extradition. If anyone from Makkah Mukarrama wants refuge and he goes to Medina Munawwara, that person should be returned. However, if someone is in Medina and if he wants refuge with the people of Makkah, he will not be returned. Everything one-sided. The peace treaty for 10 years. Allahu Akbar. It was only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a few sahaba But everyone else could not understand this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, bas. He said, I saw a dream, but does that mean that it is only this year that we have to do Umrah? No. Do Sabr, let's go back. And subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned back. Within less than 3 years, they violated the truce and peace agreement. And the Muslims came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse of the Quran, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want to give you just one action of Umrah. Allah wanted to give you everything, the whole city, the whole of the Arabian Peninsula, because He is Al-Fattah. The entire surah is named as Surah Fatah. And understand that when we say Al-Fattah, the greatest ni'mah is that Allah opens the heart. What does He do? Opens the heart. And when Allah opens the heart, it is only Allah that allows Iman to penetrate the heart. You will find certain individuals, just a few more minutes, my brothers. You will find certain individuals that you give them good advice, good advice, good advice. You beg them, you plead to them, you explain to them that, look, you know, this is the truth, this is something that is logical, this is the only way out. But they hear from one ear and take it out from the other ear. It happens. They hear from here. Some people you will find when they listen to the bayan, they start to cry. Allahu Akbar. It is piercing the heart straight, hitting them. They start to cry. And some people when they listen to the bayan, they look at the clock. 2051, bhai, Pakistan are going to play cricket tonight. We hope they win. 25, Mali sahab, jaldi karo. You know, when I was in Portugal, the Portuguese people, they love football. So it was myself and a few of my students who were doing Tarawih. So they would come to me and say, Mali sahab. I said, ah, bhai, what's happened? Mali sahab, today you read most of the rakats. Fata fat, fast. I said, bhai, what's the matter? But no, today you read, bas. I said, bhai, if you finish on time, you can watch football. I said, now that's it, I'm going to read slow. Just a bit of humor, so you guys wake up. But subhanallah al-azim, for some people when you speak, they start to cry. But for some people, it's like as if a bird is trapped in a cage. Shaitan says, you know, you have to eat, you have to go to the wife, you have to sit. 100 things come in the mind. He's restless, by restless. That's the problem. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But when Allah opens the heart, that is why when you're reading namaz, you'll find you should, don't feel that, oh, that my namaz is just a namaz. No, ask Allah, because He's Al-Fattah. Tell Him, Allah, open my heart so when I read namaz, it is a namaz of khushu'. It is a namaz of full concentration. It is a namaz of full concentration. It is a namaz of khushu. Because Allah is Al-Fattah. If He has given you permission to read namaz, ask Him, Allah, now open up for me that level of namaz, Allah. I want that level of namaz. Let my ruku be the best ruku. Let my sujood be the best sujood. Let my dua be the best dua. And to some people you talk and you talk and you talk, nothing happens. But when Allah opens the heart, but one example is enough. We've heard of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, haven't we? We've heard of him. What a man, a very powerful man. Not just physically powerful, mentally, iman, everything powerful. Great, great sahabi from the Khulafa'i Rashid. The second Khalifa to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a man. When Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she looked up and she said, O Nabi of Allah, look at the night, mashallah, the night is filled with so many stars, so many stars. Is there anyone in your ummah that has got so many good deeds like the stars in the heavens? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. How many stars in the heavens? Allah knows. How many fishes in the ocean? Allah knows. Who, Nabi of Allah? Who? Tell me. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying, tell me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one in my ummah, Umar ibn al-Khattab. That man. Umar ibn al-Khattab. She said, oh Nabi of Allah, but what about my father? What about my father? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aisha, your father is in a different league. Your father is in a different league. I'm not comparing Umar with your father. I'm comparing Umar with the rest. It is only Allah who can recompense and reward your father. It is only Allah. That is why in the hadith it comes, all the doors of Jannah will ask Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq to come. Come in, come from me. All the doors will be calling out, please Abu Bakr Siddiq, come from me, come from me, come from me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is what he said. He said, three things are beloved to me in my life. Three things are beloved to me. One, because he was a businessman. He said, all my wealth should be given to my Nabi. And my Nabi should do whatever he wants with my wealth. And this is what exactly happened. He was a businessman. Allah gave him lots of barakat. Every dirham, dinar was for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would work for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing for him, it was for Rasulullah. He said, second, the greatest joy in my life is that my daughter is the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's her name? Hazrat-e? Aisha. And the third thing, he said, the greatest joy for me in my life is just to see the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. That is why that honor was given to him. No man has been given this honor, that he was selected to accompany Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during migration, in which he exclusively had this honor only to see the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one else from the companions has got this honor. That is why Hazrat Umar came to negotiate with him and said to him, oh Abu Bakr, give me that one night and I will give you all of my deeds that I have done in my entire life. What did he want? Give me that one night. Give Umar that one night. And Umar will give you all of his deeds that he has done for his entire life. That is Umar ibn al-Khattab. But subhanallah, when Allah opens, he is the opener, al-Fatah, understand. He is the same Umar. He is the same Umar who stood up, unsheathed his sword, and he walked out with the intention, al-iyazu billah, to assassinate and to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine who could do that. He did. He came out. He came out with an intention to harm and to assassinate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Fattah opened the heart of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allah opened the heart of Umar ibn al-Khattab. The same day in which he stood up with the intention, al-iyazu billah, to harm Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very same day is the day in which he accepted shahada and became a Muslim. So brothers, tell me, what is impossible in this world? Nothing. We should never be dejected. We should never feel that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. No. We have Al-Fattah. Understand this attribute. Allah has the key to everything. What seems to us as blocked, what seems to us as sealed, what seems to us as locked, Allah is the one who owns all the keys, and Allah can make everything easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Ya fattahu, ya fattahu, ya fattahu. Sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.